I want to share some words about this parsha on the difficult theme of holiness. But before I do so, I want to turn to you and ask you a question which, in some ways, I don't think most of us could actually answer honestly. I think probably the best way to get the answer to the question I will ask you is through metrics and big data. We would need to be studied. So what is this question? I want to ask you, and this is participatory now, what are the few areas, what do you focus on most in your life? Work, okay?
Friends.
Friends.
Love.
Croon it, baby. Croon it.
Love.
Love. Okay, so we got friends, family, love, work. What are some other things that we focus on?
Health.
Health. Okay. Definitely an important prerequisite for all the other blessings, right?
Maintaining a residence.
Yes. In case you did not know that, deferred maintenance is the most expensive form of maintenance. Yasher Koach. Food. Food's good. What else do we think about?
Gardening slash landscaping.
Gardening or landscaping. I know I'm so grateful for the rain that we actually are having outside right now because some of our vegetables were beginning to really need some more water. Other things we might focus on?
Learning.
That's our education rabbi over there, Rabbi Posen.
Knowledge.
Knowledge. Hopefully that's the outcome of learning, though I sometimes get confused by what I learn, which is why I turn to Rabbi Eve to help explain it.
Tzedakah.
All right, that was the first. It's interesting. We're talking about discrete areas of life. Friends, work, gardening, love, tzedakah. What's interesting to me is that we didn't really talk about how we think about those topics, what we bring of ourselves to those topics, and whether we approach those areas of human activity from a place of joy or sadness or anger or upset or indignity or self-righteousness. And that's why I said, actually, I'm not really sure that we on our own can answer what we really think about, because how we think about something, I believe, helps us know something about who we are and what really matters to us. A lot of us go through life looking at what's missing rather than what's there in any of those areas that we talked about. So then our mindset and our deepest focus is on scarcity. A lot of us look at what other people are supposed to do for us in our friendships, and our work, and our love relationships, sometimes even in our pursuit of knowledge. Well, my teacher didn't explain it well, so I didn't get it. So there are so many ways in which how we think about something says who we really are. And what no one here mentioned when we were talking about what we think about is who we want to be as human beings. And that's interesting, isn't it? That's not something that jumps up to our minds. And yet, I bet if I asked everyone in here, every one of us, myself included, without missing a one, would say, I'm a good person. But if we don't actually ask what is the content of being a good person, if that doesn't make our list of the stuff we think about or dedicate our lives to. Is that a fair statement? More of Vicky saying, cum si, cum sa, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Other takes? Everybody thinks they're a good person. So therefore, they're probably not all, or we have to redefine it. You know, it's interesting. They ask this question of people on death row, some of the most violent criminals or people who've committed some of the worst human acts, and they all say, I'm a good person also. And they may well be, and they may just have had one moment which has come to define their lives. But it's interesting. We say all sorts of things that matter to us. Oh, you ever, was that, no.
I was just going to say, I think we are good people.
We are good people.
Most people are good people.
Most people are good people.
So I think that's a good thing to say.
Okay, so what are the contents of being a good person?
It's not about being good so much as doing good.
Okay, not being good, not the ontology, right? Not who you are in some essential way, but what you do. The proof is in the pudding, okay? What are some of the other things that determine whether you're a good person? I get so much exercise here. You said health over there, Mitch. Thank you.
Well, I think that all the things that we said about how we spend our time or what we do, that we can do those with more intention or more attention to how ethical we are being in those situations, right? In the Torah portion that we read today, we talked about honest measures, right? All of the honest measures. So are we using honest measures at work? Are we treating the people around us, our family or our friends, our children, in the best way that we know how to? Are we constantly thinking about how to do that better? So I don't know that it's as much about what we're doing. I think it's about kind of the attention or attention that we pay to how we're doing it that is part of being a good person.
Wonderful. That's the segue I'm looking for. And if you know the line, you can join in with me. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. It ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it. So here we are in a section of the holiness code called Kiddushim Holiness. And three times in our parsha, we have this bizarre statement. Tihiyu Kiddushim, or Kiddushim Tihiyu, you should be holy. It's a bizarre statement, and our commentators have gone over it again and again, trying to understand what holiness might mean. And it seems to try to aspire to some sort of godliness. And even that's hard for us to understand. But I think what you said, Mel, the intention we bring to what we do, what we actually think about when we're thinking about what we're thinking about, is part of that. And that all of those rules of Kiddushim are benchmarks of what to do to help us be the good people we want to be. It is, in a certain sense, a beginning of a definition of holiness. It's not something airy, oh, I'm a good person, I didn't hurt anyone. It's that I take concrete steps to do the right thing, to think the right thing. And even that may not be enough. One of our great medieval commentators, a guy by the name of Nachmanides or Ramban, talks about how very often we can be a naval b'shut haTorah. And this is a beautiful phrase. My favorite translation of it comes from an Orthodox rabbi who said, a licentious bore with Torah license, which is a fancy way of saying that sometimes we can do the right things, the letter of the law, and we're still not actually being a good person. You can break no laws and still be a pretty crummy person. Is that fair? We see some nodding. So that part of holiness is, and I think Amelia began intimating about that, It's more than just the rules or how we move beyond the rules to that larger dictate of holiness and how we focus in on those actions themselves. And the problem is that most of us are going to end up focusing on work or school or friendship or health, whatever it is, and we'll forget that deeper message, that encouragement that this portion gives us, that it ain't what you do, it's the way that you do it all the day long. So, Kiddushim Tehiyu, be holy. Look at your life not just from those outer dimensions of what you focus on, but how can I become the best example of myself? How can I become a little bit more like God by thinking more deeply, caring more fully, loving expansively, and saying yes to life by being our best and our truest selves? Shabbat Shalom.